The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I hid something from my husband, DJ Automatic, and I'm just so glad that you're not angry at me. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez. We're the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I was floored by this, and I had absolutely zero idea.
Well,
been married for almost, I mean, we've been together like
over 10 years, like a long time.
Over 15.
Yes, at this point, I don't even know how many years. That's how long it's been.
It's hard to even think of secrets that you guys probably have from each other.
Well, I don't have many, but I didn't think this was a secret. I have a sister.
Oh!
And her name is Reina. And it's not Reina as in queen. I thought, is it Reina? And my mom said no. And I said, well, is it Reina, R-A-Y-N-A? And she said, no, it's Reina, R-A-N-A. See, I don't know my father. I don't know. Couldn't pick him out of a lineup. But my mom always told me that I had half brothers and a half sister out there. Because he had a lot of kids with his own wife and other women. I'm his firstborn.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Oh, for sure. Papa was definitely a Rolling Stone.
He named you guys like Santa named reindeers.
No, he didn't name me. He doesn't have anything to do with me. My mother named me Dana. Years later, he had a daughter and named her Reina, R-A-N-A, with his wife.
R-A-N-A.
Hey, this is like...
So if you see the Reina Cortez show, that's not us.
No, not a parallel universe. Yes.
Yes. The metaverse.
I've been reading about quantum physics, and this could be happening.
A parallel universe, a parallel
with the Reina Cortez show. So I just never thought about it because I don't know him. I don't know my half-brothers or sisters. I've never been around any one of them except one. He came looking for me. And I do want to say something. I want to shout out my dad, Adolfo. That's not the person who made me. That's the person who's married to my mom right now. He introduced me as his daughter. My mom's going through a lot. He's taken care of my mom. He's been there. She's been so sick. I've been mentioning this. We see the light, though. Okay, she's coming out of the tunnel. And I just want to mention him because I've talked about this, and I've never said that he was there the entire time that she's been sick.
The man who stepped up.
Reina.
Reina wasn't there.
The stepdad also the one who does the brisket.
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to him.
Adolfo's a good man.
Shout out to him.
Good man, taking care of my mom and also making me feel loved. See, I don't know this man. I don't want to know him. Recently, he reached out to a cousin of my mom's, or I guess my cousin too, and was like, hey, I want to meet Dana. And I'm like, what for?
Reina.
Why you want to meet me? You already have another kid. Reina, R-A-N-A. So I have this sister. I mentioned it to Otto. I don't even know why. And he said,
I was floored. I was like, wait, you have a sister named Reina?
She just said mention it to me. So the whole time you guys have been married, you never knew she had another sister.
Oh, I knew she had half brothers and sisters because her dad was a Rolling Stone. And plus she gets a report from 23andMe.
It's every ancestry
DNA. Every single day we get an update that Dana has a new family member. But I had no idea that she had a sister named Reina.
Oh.
So anyway, she sent me a message on Facebook.
Oh.
We got to get into that a little bit later.
Facebook helped me reunite with my sister as well, too.
Really?
I just realized that. Yeah.
Because you have
I have an older sister as well, too, and I met her over Facebook, and the moment she messaged me, I knew exactly who she was.
This was life before social media. Yeah. They were out there just impregnating women everywhere.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Zuckerberg.
And Ancestry DNA.
Yeah.
National Day, Anthony A.
It is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So shout out to all the police officers around the country. We appreciate you.
Buy an officer a cup of cafecito, something. When something goes down, call 911.
Hey. Yeah. And we also have the anniversary of the iPhone. The iPhone is turning 18 today.
She's legal.
18 years it's been around for? It doesn't feel that long.
Shout out to the progression of emojis. That's a great thing, too.
Shout out to emojis invented by a Latina intern who says she never got paid.
eye roll emoji.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni. This lawsuit, this whole situation has been going on. There's people picking sides without us really understanding the legalities. So we called our friend who's an attorney to get his expertise.
Hello.
Yo, is this Chris Carmona?
This is.
Esquire? Okay, all right. I don't understand this lawsuit. It's like 80 million pages. Can you break down what's going on between these two? They made a beautiful movie, and it didn't end well.
I mean, the movie ended well, but the... their relationship off screen did not end well.
No. And I just read, Automatic told me yesterday, and I read an article, Blake Lively actually asked for a meeting back in 2023 to address some of the issues she's now suing Justin Baldoni for. So what is happening?
First of all, I mean, Blake Lively is very brave to have come forward about what she was experiencing during the filming of this movie. Keep in mind, this is all predicated on the Me Too movement, right? Because if the Me Too movement doesn't happen, then we don't have Blake Lively having that confidence to step forward. And if Harvey Weinstein isn't in prison right now, Blake Lively doesn't have that confidence to come forward right now. Without that, I don't think we see this complaint. I don't think we see this lawsuit, because that's Hollywood doing business as usual in the past. You know, we don't live in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s anymore. The type of behavior between producers, directors, and actors just isn't acceptable anymore. I mean, before, you can make these sexual advances, you can have this uncomfortable filming environment, you can write a script with an actor that you never have a chance of having any intimate romantic relationship with ever, but you can write a scene to make sure you have more and more intimate scenes just for your sheer pleasure. And I think that's what Blake Lively has really alleged in this lawsuit, is that throughout the filming, there were things that Justin Baldoni did and wrote and directed and had these scenes shot over and over again just for his pure pleasure. When she was pushing back on it, then he would try to make life really, you know, the workplace, living hell for her.
Oh, wow.
You say wow, but you know what's crazy is, funny enough, currently right now, I have a case going right now against SD for sexual harassment and the same thing. They cite in one of their documents in their pleas in defense, 1970s law, which made it say, oh, it's okay to fondle breasts, to rub your genitalia against the females.
That's a law? That's in the law that it's okay to do that?
Well, in the 70s, that still did not rise to the level of sexual harassment. And but they cited that in one of their reply briefs recently. And they're supposed to show you how archaic some of these defenses are and some of these laws are. And it used to be acceptable.
Esquire Carmona, it's the archaic mind of some men. I hate to say that, because, you know, my husband, DJ Automatic, is the most respectful. I mean, he's kind of
a
jerk.
I'm a little archaic.
You are in certain things. But when it comes to touch, when it comes to respecting women.
Oh, yeah. I would never do that.
And when you and Anthony A. have been in certain meetings.
You ain't got to say my name in this. Just keep my name all the way out.
Well, you've been around now. My experiences in radio, in entertainment, in broadcasting. And you've both said, I can't believe that you have to put up with this. And
well, if somebody was trying to fondle your breasts, we're gonna have a
fight. No, but you know, even just the way that I'm spoken to at times, you've both said, oh my gosh. Oh,
it's
my
different
gosh.
For women in entertainment.
It's so different. So are you, so you opened with, you're proud of Blake Lively. You genuinely feel that way, that she, it took her a lot of guts to be able to do this, because a lot of people are attacking her.
And then whether this flushes out and it becomes to whether she was accurate in 100% of what she was saying, or she embellished things, whatever it may come, the truth may come out through this whole scenario, the situation. At the end of the day, it does. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of gall to stand up to the machine of Hollywood and say, I've been done wrong. I need to say something, because I don't want my other coworkers or anybody else in the film industry who's trying to break through to experience the same thing.
Well, I just wanted to say, the fact that no one believed Cassie, Diddy's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, until the video of him literally physically beating her came out. Nobody believed her. I believe women, and I believe Blake Lively. Esquire Carmona, thank you for your time. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We were working so hard yesterday in the studio, all of us just brainstorming and getting everything together. And unfortunately, our car had broken down, an Automatic. Thank goodness you were able to call an Uber and a Lyft. BMW picked the car up, all that good stuff. And I called you, and you're inside the BMW shop. And I said, what are you doing? What did you say?
Having a latte.
A latte.
Oh, man.
A latte while we're suffering here. But I could just see him.
Well, first of all, let's back it my up car was broken down. I had to go meet the tow truck man who was nice enough to give me a ride back to the dealership.
Look at that emotion. My favorite part about this so far is Dana's words to describe yesterday. Suffering.
Yeah, suffering.
Anthony,
you're suffering.
You work in radio. You're not digging ditches.
It doesn't matter.
You were here working tirelessly brainstorming. You mean thinking?
Yes, Anthony. You don't understand what I called him. You know how automatic crosses his legs?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he puts his pinky up.
Oh, automatic.
I could just see him. Pinky up, legs crossed, sipping a latte. And he said, Dana?
Nice.
You get a
loaner vehicle?
No, I haven't got. There's 15 people ahead of me because it was an emergency visit. I didn't get a car. And so
hit him with, don't you know who I am?
I did say, I work on the radio. It'd be great to talk about you guys. It didn't work. Hey,
biggest, I think, thing for me is I had this epiphany today as we waited for our Lyft driver. Shout out to Lyft and Uber drivers out there. We love you.
Oh.
What in the world did I do before Uber and Lyft when my car would break down?
You'd have to call a friend.
Yes, automatic call a friend. And the friend would say, I don't know. Do you got gas money?
Damn.
That was the big thing right there. My friends always wanted gas money.
Always?
Nobody was doing just favors on the strength.
That's rude. If your car breaks down and your friend says, I'll give you a ride, but you got to give me gas money.
Ugh.
Is that really a friend?
That's
right,
not a
Anthony?
A friend is kicking you when you're down, dog.
That's why automatic's my only friend. Actually, Anthony, you gave me a ride yesterday.
Yeah.
Because automatic was sipping his latte and couldn't come back and pick me up because he doesn't have a car.
I do appreciate you fighting back your backseat driverness as best as she could.
She at least tell you one time that you should be further to the left.
Actually, you know, this ride, Dana was pretty on top of it. I would say this is the most directionally accurate I've seen her on a drive
in a long time. All I could do not to say you are the worst driver ever.
There it is.
Is he worse than I am?
Automatic. I did not think there was anybody worse. But Anthony A. has
surpassed you. From the woman who won't drive, she sure does judge a lot.
Yeah.
I told you how to get to the neighborhood. Did I not tell
you exactly how to
get there?
It's literally 5 blocks. But hey, you know what? You did that, Dana Cortez.
You know what? I got to shout out my Uber driver that took me to the BMW place. He was actually listening to the radio station.
Oh.
And then I hit him with, yo, I do the morning show on there.
Oh,
he was
man.
Like, sure you do.
Shout out all the hardworking drivers out there. We appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Mike Johns, on the way to the airport, he called for a Waymo taxi to take him and got trapped inside of this driverless car.
What?
So, in certain cities, there are taxis that pick you up and nobody's driving the car.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay? And he's a tech entrepreneur, which is why he's like, I'll just call a Waymo. He posted video of himself inside the car, and it was just going around and around the loop at a very high speed to the point he started getting dizzy. And then he says in the video, I think I'm being pranked. He didn't know what was going on. The car would not take the exit to go to the airport. Finally, after 6 rounds of the loop, it made the exit. And John actually made his flight on time.
Oh,
he's a little freaked out. I didn't know this, but you know, they're owned by Google. It's called Alphabet, the company. They recalled almost 700 cars last year.
Damn.
Because they were doing the same thing. But you like the Waymo.
I like the Waymo, dog. It's the way to go. No offense to my rideshare drivers, but y'all need to work on your small talk etiquette.
Anthony?
That's why I like going in the Waymo, because you don't have to have any of those weird, awkward conversations.
Why gotta be awkward?
Come on, you've been in an awkward Lyft or ride.
I just don't answer. I look at my phone.
Remember the racist guy in Portland?
Yeah, see, there's
enough to make me take a Waymo right there.
There ain't no racist AI yet.
Just wait. Mark Zuckerberg is no longer doing fact-checking.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ariana Grande says she's still clean. And I thought, well, was she drinking? What was happening? No, she's talking about filler. You know, she actually addressed this on her own TikTok. And I remember watching it because I had gone to get lip filler. Oh, my gosh, that was so bad. It was so bad. It's gone. I don't have lip filler. I had it dissolved. I'll tell you more about it after I play this excerpt. And she gets emotional, too. Take a listen.
Full transparency, as a beauty person, had a ton of lip filler over the years. Botox. I stopped in 2018 because I just felt so too much. Didn't expect to get emotional. For a long time, beauty was about hiding for me. Maybe I'll start again one day. I don't know. To each their own. Whatever makes you feel beautiful, I do support. But I know for me, I was just like, I want to see my well-earned smile lines. I hope my smile lines get deeper and deeper, and I laugh more and more. And I just think aging is like such a, it can be such a beautiful thing.
I don't remember who told me, but I remember the words. Dana, aging is a privilege.
It is.
It's embarrassing to talk about because everybody does it and nobody wants to admit it. I get Botox. I've been getting Botox since my 20s, but I'd never gotten filler. And then one day I went in because I was influenced by a lot of people on the gram and I got lip filler. You know, I already have very full lips naturally and I got half of a vial. And if you do filler, you understand what I'm saying. It's a very small amount, but I came home.
And I said, what did you do?
And I said, look, I got some lip filler. It's going to go down, you know, blah, blah. And it did, but it still just, it didn't look like me anymore.
I just don't think permanent duck lips is a good look.
And I went to go visit my mom, and she said, what did you do to your lips? So, you know, I called my girl, and she said, massage, you just had it. Come in, we'll dissolve it. And I did. It cost me more to get it taken out. Not only was it embarrassing because of the way I looked, I felt ashamed because I had been influenced in such a way as a grown woman.
Those Kardashians got a lot of influence.
It's true. I mean, a lot of people are un-Kardashian their faces now. It's a trend to go natural. I know on my timeline, there was a moment that a lot of my friends started looking alike. Everybody's eyelashes, everybody's cheek fillers, everybody's lips, they all look like Kardashian sisters. And that's when I thought, I can't do this. So when Ariana Grande got emotional, I felt that. Yeah. She was in that. She's famous and beautiful.
I liked what she said about how she's going to let her cry lines and smile lines show. And
she's earned it.
I didn't know that crying can age you. I didn't know that at all.
No wonder I look so young.
Automatic. You're off of it.
That cold heart.
And that's why I look 10 years older than I do. I've been crying this whole time. I would have stopped crying if I knew it was going to age me. I didn't know that at all.
Anthony.
You should have seen me before I went to visit my family for the holidays. Dude, this is crazy. So shout out to Ariana for that. I'm going to cry less thanks to you, queen.
You earned your smile lines. You earned those frown lines. Wear them proudly. Do what you got to do. You know what? Do what you need to do to feel beautiful.
There it is.
Check the video of Ariana Grande at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm going to throw it up in my story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Bad Bunny not over Kendall Jenner?
Ooh.
Is he singing about her in his new album? So I thought he was so smart. On Monday earlier this week, he put out a photo and video of himself holding up his album. And it's vinyl as the Three Kings, you know, Rosca de Reyes. Oh. I thought that was so smart of him. He's
like
got
a new
album.
Catholic boy.
Yes. Debí tirar más fotos, which means I should have thrown, you know, I should have taken more pictures, rather. Time Magazine sat down with him and he said, I've written songs inspired by people that don't even have an effing clue that I'm writing about them. Some are about maybe someone I lost, loved. They can be about feelings that no longer exist. And yeah, that's what it is. He wouldn't answer the question if it was about Kendall. He wouldn't answer the question if it was about Gabriela. I have a feeling Bad Bunny, when he writes, he just writes about whoever and whatever is going on in his mind at the time.
So he's pulling from all of them for inspiration, not necessarily one person.
Yeah, and some people might be a little bit upset with me for saying this, but I think Kendall Jenner's probably the only woman that's ever kind of hurt him. Because she plays him, she plays Devin Booker. She was seen with Devin Booker not too long ago hanging out with him. And before that, she was seen with Bad Bunny. And then she goes on and does whatever she wants. And these two men are vying for her love.
And they kind of look alike.
They look like brothers. They literally look like brothers.
She's definitely got a type.
She likes Latinos. She likes tall guys. And she likes successful men.
There it is.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't think she's the only woman who prefers that.
No, she's not. She's absolutely not. Which guy will she end up with? Whoever she wants, I really believe, at the end of the day. And both of them seem to be doing fine with it. They don't mind sharing.
Yeah, I don't think they have a shortage of women either.
No.
I have not seen Bad Bunny or Devin Booker with anybody, Anthony.
Well, yeah, they're not popping out with him, but yeah, I'm pretty sure Bad Bunny's okay when it comes to handling that aspect of his life.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure too. Are you okay if you're dating someone you really like and they're dating someone else and they won't commit to you? Because Bad Bunny and Devin Booker seem to be all right with it. 877-730-DCS1. Tap in. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a sister named Raina, not Raina, Raina, not R-A-Y-N-A. My name is Dana, D-A-N-A. Her name is R-A-N-A. And automatic, my husband did not know until about 3 or 4 days ago. Anthony, you found out yesterday.
Dropped a bombshell. Yeah,
I did.
Ass, dude.
I did.
I was blown away by the fact that you, well, I knew you had like other half-brothers and sisters out there, but the fact that they named her Raina.
Yeah, long story.
You guys kind of have like a don't know each other but kind of know each other like situation.
I never knew about her. She knew about, or rather, they didn't know about me. I knew about all of them. Long story short, she Facebook messaged me, wants to meet up. I was like, no, thank you.
You guys are like Wolverine and Sabretooth. X-Men.
Wolverine, though.
There it is. For sure. Respect. Of course.
You
of course
know? You are. Come That's on now.
Of course you are. That would make automatic Jean Grey.
Oh,
hey. Now.
I can live with Jean Grey.
You're the Phoenix. You're literally the Phoenix. You're the most powerful.
Oh.
But
I'm still a girl, but you know, we're okay.
Still, take it, dude. You know,
we're getting off track because.
Oh, Dad was trying to divert it.
No.
Too.
No,
I was trying to get us off.
You said you're going to admit something. We didn't forget.
No. You said, because I had a secret that I never told automatic, which really I didn't think was a secret. It just didn't. I don't know.
It blew me away. The fact that
Anthony said he has a secret that he's never told anybody.
I've never told anybody. And you guys,
mom know? Because
my mom does not know either. And I've never told you guys because I've been friends with you guys for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And this is one of the most embarrassing moments and embarrassing things of my life.
Anthony's red. He's physically red. Okay,
this
tell
is me about a little bit more than 10 years ago, and definitely about 45 pounds lighter. All right, so I had a little bit ab situation going on, you know, and I had gotten separated from a woman. And I was heartbroken. And instead of doing anything too toxic, I went and I tattooed her initials right below my waistline.
No, you didn't.
And I did. So for the longest time, I had that there.
Were the initials?
I'm not going to do that. We're not going to play that game.
You're going to tell me.
No, I'm not, dude. I'm not going to do that, dude.
Wait. Below your waistline, like on the treasure
trail?
That's a weird
place to get a tattoo. Whack.
On the treasure trail?
Other women could see it?
It was bad. But it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. Yeah.
Because he was thinking this was the only woman in his life that would ever be there, which was not true.
Luckily, to laser enhancements, I was able to get it removed a few years back, so it is no longer there, and I'm finally at comfort talking about it. And so that's.
I can't believe you held that from us for this long.
For a long time,
that you got it removed and you didn't even say anything about it.
I was so embarrassed of it. It's one of the only really embarrassed things in my life.
Did it hurt when they removed it?
It hurt more when they removed it. Yes, it did.
Kind of like my lip filler. Question. Let's just say you're like, Dana, I'm ready to walk down the aisle, automatic. It's wedding time. You need a DJ at a wedding. Will you be getting the ink of her initials on your body?
That would have to be more of a financial decision at this point because it's way cheaper than a ring.
So maybe?
Maybe. That would be more.
But I'm telling you right now, if she finds out about this story,
she's
not getting the initials.
Not that the story's out now. No way.
I think that she would say, if you got her initials, you better get mine.
That's what I just said.
Oh, let's never put this up on the podcast. Let's delete this part and it's never going to be aired again.
Hell no. The headline, Anthony's secret revealed. Listen now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.